spelling it?
Yep, if you want to say and spell it.
Okay. Shayla Baez Ramirez. B-A-E-Z.
Sure. And then I guess official title we should put is Garrison Commander of Fort McCoy.
Correct.
I guess my first question, obviously it's a big day for you. Congratulations on your new position.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be here today?
It's exciting. It's exciting. Being a Garrison Commander is a great opportunity. Not everybody in the Army gets the opportunity to command. So to me, it's a privilege to be here and be part of the Fort McCoy community.
You've worked so hard. Did you ever think that someday you would be a Garrison Commander?
I never thought I would be a Garrison Commander. Yeah, I always thought I would be a Brigade Commander, you know, more traditional. And when the, you know, when I was selected for Garrison Command, it's a new experience for me, but I am really excited and looking forward to this job.
I mean, you know, after the ceremony today, I heard from the press releases that you are the first Hispanic female Garrison Commander here at Fort McCoy. How does it feel to, you know, kind of make that mile, or, you know, break that?
So I think this is a great milestone, not only for the Army, for the community. I think that this is a milestone, you know, and it's a great one in general, not only being the first female commander of Fort McCoy, but being the first minority that commands this installation. I think that as a society, you know, we are looking to integrate our society and work better with each other. And I think that showing the public that we could have diversity in every, you know, part of our society is an important thing.
I guess, what do you feel you will bring to this position?
So I have a really diverse background, and I believe that all of my experiences at previous assignments, I am an intelligence officer. I have worked also worked for TRADOC. I have worked at joint assignments. So I have a wealth of knowledge that I can bring to the table. I can work with Fort McCoy and plan activities at the tactical, operational, and strategic level.
You are originally, I heard that you are originally from Puerto Rico, is that correct?
Correct.
How has that journey been? You originally being from Puerto Rico, now coming to here?
Yes, I was born and raised in Puerto Rico, graduated from college in Puerto Rico, and received my commission from ROTC. So joined the Army, and you know, here I am 25 years later, and it was just my 25th anniversary in the Army, and it's been a wonderful experience. You know, you joined the Army, and when I first joined, I never thought I would make a career out of it, and here I am 25 years later.
I guess, what are you looking forward to most with this new position as Garrison Commander?
I want to ensure that we are ready to provide support for the Army and for the Department of Defense in the event of a contingency operation. I want to make sure that we stand ready to support Wisconsin or any neighbor state in the event of a natural disaster. So, you know, we're part of the community, and I want to make sure that we are being good partners and that we stand ready to support anywhere we need.
I should have a few more if you guys are good with that. I guess, obviously it's a big tradition to the changing of the flags between commanders. What were you kind of feeling in that moment?
It was exciting. It was feeling butterflies. It's just like when you are a teenager, then you know, and you are in love, and you feel those butterflies in your stomach. When you are doing a change of command, it's sort of kind of the same thing. It's like, you know, you getting this new experience. You know, I was just joking with Sergeant Major because he was telling my parents that in the military, he's my better half in the military. So this is, you know, like a marriage. So it was a wonderful experience.
I think I'm all good.
I have a couple things. I think you said that with ROTC, what a good opportunity it is for younger people. In Fort McCoy, they do a lot of training. Could you say that in your own words?
Okay, go ahead. ROTC provides opportunities for people who want to join the military to do it in a way where you can complete your education and become a commissioned officer. So I understand the HEAT at Fort McCoy, the ROTC program is a great program, and I would love to come out there to the different venues and talk to the people who are interested in joining ROTC, or maybe for people who maybe the interest peak, but they don't know, they're not sure if they want to join. You know, I would like to be able to sit out there and share my experience with them. Because like I said, when I first joined ROTC, I never thought I would make a career. And like I said, and here I am, I have several leadership positions, and being in the Army have been a wonderful experience.
I actually have one more question. Did former Garrison Commander Messenger give you any advice before today's event on how you'll handle it?
Steve Messenger gave me a lot of advice, but the main thing that he told me was that the people at Fort McCoy, they love this place so much. So you have a lot of people that they go to work because they have to. But here at Fort McCoy, people go to work because they love this place, they love their community. So their commitment is that great, you know. They come to work because they love this community, they want to make this place better, and you know, they treat this post like it was their own house. So yeah, he told me that once you have the people, everything else will fall in place.
And your family's been here for a minute. What have you guys talked about, the exciting things about Wisconsin, like the snow, or the cheese, or the festival?
Yes, so my daughter and I got here first. And, you know, we are looking forward to experience Wisconsin at its best. All of the things that Steve Messenger mentioned on his speech, I can't wait to do a cow competition, yeah, milking cow competition or cranberry fest. So you know, I heard that there's a celebration for everything here at Fort McCoy. Like I said, I'm from Puerto Rico, so to me that is very similar to our culture. We do big celebrations for everything, and it's not because we are party animals, it's because we embrace, we enjoy, we bring community together, and I think that is a wonderful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Our community partners, so all of the officials that surround Fort McCoy, thank you for the people who participated in the ceremony today. Thank you for the support that you have given Fort McCoy throughout the years. I hope that you continue to support Fort McCoy. I look forward to working with you, and we will do wonderful things, not only for Fort McCoy, but for the state of Wisconsin.
Well,